Do you ever think about how animals are relocated? I'm sure you've seen a horse in one of those trailers on the road or put your dog on a plane. But what I'm talking about is wild animals, like beavers. Idaho has quite the story about relocating a bunch of beavers after World War II, and I will tell you that story, but first, this episode is sponsored by the Hawaiian State book series by Joseph Chamberlain. It is an easy to read and it's in large font, so easy on the eyes, too. Learn about all the different coups to take over Hawaii in this series. Link is in the description. Payette Lake in Idaho is a 2.5-hour drive north of Boise. Absolutely beautiful and secluded. Even more so back in the 1940s. One summer day, an old beaver was swimming around the lake, doing his morning stretches and laps around, and found himself a nice stick to chew on. This beaver hoisted himself onto the muddy shore and nibbled happily with his dark, deep orange teeth. The cool wind blew through his fur when he sees an even better stick to chew on. This beaver waddles his way over and snatched the stick, rushed it into his mouth to devour. And as soon as he did this, a loud metallic snap rings in his ears, and he realizes immediately that he has been tricked and trapped. For a good while, he tries to gnaw his way out, but to no avail. This metal is not like the sticks and twigs he was accustomed to. Soon, a figure walks towards him. Then the ground disappears. Within a few hours, he is indoors at some sort of warehouse, still fighting to get out. Now, we'll get back to that beaver in just a minute. After World War II, the little old town of McCall, Idaho, began to grow. People were building new houses, and soon they realized that there were a ton of beavers living around. And though they were harmless, their dams caused flooding sometimes. Eventually, enough people complained that the Fish and Game Department was tasked to do something about it. They couldn't just kill the beavers, they were good for the ecosystem, unlike the nutria that invaded California in recent years. So they simply needed to relocate these little guys. So for a little while, they'd trap, drive, and dump these beavers. But the problem never really went away. They needed to go further. So they'd trap, ship, drive, then pack on a mules and trek for a few days into the middle of nowhere, then dump them. This was great, but it took forever. The beavers had a hard time. Some even died. And the mules didn't like the idea of a giant rat being tied to them either. So something had to be done. Enter this guy, Elmo Heater. He came up with an idea. An idea so crazy it just might work. Send the beavers on a skydiving trip. Mr. Heater introduced himself to the scared little old beaver, then asked his name. The beaver, of course, didn't speak English, so Heater gave him the name that would foreshadow his future, Geronimo. Geronimo was loaded up into a box specially made for him. It was essentially two boxes clasped together and held shut by some rope. Then, they took a little drive to the airport. At the airport, Geronimo and Mr. Heater hopped into a little plane and took off. Mr. Heater took out a surplus parachute from the war and tied it to the box. Then after a little while of flying, Heater tossed the box over while the beaver yelled out his name, Geronimo! The parachute opened and Geronimo was gently brought back to Earth. He wasn't sure what just happened. And as soon as the box opened, he made a run for it. But alas, a net shot right down over him, and he was loaded right back into that box, carried over to a truck, and driven back to the airport. Mr. Heater and his co-workers inspected Geronimo and decided he was perfectly okay. And his squealing was his way of saying he wanted to go again. So they obliged. To the skies they went. And to the ground he flew again and again and again Having proven this method of relocation safe, they rounded up all the beavers they could find. And on August 14th, 1948, the Great Idaho Beaver Skydive Competition began. Geronimo went first, of course, being the most accomplished in his class, and brought along three of his girlfriends in his box. After him, 72 more beavers over the next few days followed to take over the land known as Chamberlain Basin within the Frank Church River of No Return Wilderness area. Every single beaver who signed the waiver for this skydiving competition lived to squeal the tale. Except for one. He wasn't listening to the pilot when he told him to keep his hands, arms, and legs inside the box during the drop, and instead clawed his way out of the box, on top of the box, attempting to parasail his way to the finish line. He died. PETA eventually came out crying about how cruel this all was. However, the numbers show that the survival rate was way higher skydiving versus the Oregon Trail method.